Welcome to the Baby Weight Podcast, brought to you by Omaha Better Birth Project. Omaha Better Birth Project is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to decrease inequities in childbirth by providing access to doula services, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum support for low-income and teen families. Find out more about Omaha Better Birth Project online at www.omahabetterbirth.org. We are so glad you could join us on today's episode of the Baby Weight Podcast. My name is Samantha Wall. I'm the executive director here at Omaha Better Birth Project, and I'm joined with Emily Seddon, our associate director. Today's guest is Kinsey Pfeiffer, the author of Variations of Normal, Labors of Love. Kinsey lives in a small town in Iowa with her husband and two children. She became a certified birth and bereavement doula in 2016, and she has a passion for VBAC, breech babies, and parents' rights during childbirth.
Hi, Kinsey. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. I am so excited to have you here. We're going to discuss your first book, Variations of Normal, today. I read this book and I loved everything about it. I thought it was the way that it was laid out was great with all the different stories. And then you kind of capped it off with your own personal story and your own personal journey. So I really appreciate you being here with us today and talking about all things with this book. And I basically just want to start off with how did this book come across your mind? How did it happen? Why did you decide to write it?
Well, first, thank you very much for having me on the show. And thank you. I came up with this book postpartum with my second baby. I was just feeling very alone, and I wanted to be a voice for other moms who might be feeling the same way, because nobody seems to talk about those feelings. A lot of times it's brushed under the rug, and there's so many different variations of feelings that we can have after giving birth. And a lot of those feelings can be conflicting with each other, because of course you're happy and grateful for your baby, but you might be sad or traumatized by the outcome. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to bring that to light and just basically share that it's okay. Whatever you're feeling is, it's okay. And it can be normal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Kind of validate people's experiences and their feelings and their thoughts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when you were creating this book and you were really sitting down and doing the thing, who was in your mind how did you anticipate it to be received? Are you writing to newly postpartum families? Are you writing to, you know, families that are still pregnant? All of the above? What was your goal in who you wanted to help by reading this book?
I would say like all of the above, especially postpartum moms. Just because you can find a story in there that you might relate to. And honestly, I think this book could really be helpful for doctors and midwives, birth workers, just to get a better idea of what we really experience and how many different things we can feel.
I love that. Yeah. You think about, you know, when I envision the person who's going to read this book, either they're pregnant or they just had a baby. But I'd never thought about, you know, a provider, a midwife, an OB, a birth worker of some sort reading this and what they could garner from that. I think that could be really powerful for them.
Yeah, they don't often see that side of it. I think a lot of times after you have the experience, then they're gone. So that's a great point. I love that. Where did the idea come from that you were going to do a collection of birth stories and regarding different topics?
That's a great question. I had a friend who wrote a book with her birth story, and she really inspired me. Her book was Brave, Beautiful Birth, and I just kind of had that idea for a while after I gave birth. And when I was reading books on birth trauma and how to heal, I noticed that a lot of them the authors, they did have their healing birth. And it was, I felt like, you know, it was kind of easy for them to talk about it, but because they did have that birth experience that they desired eventually. But I realized there weren't very many books with cesarean moms or birth trauma moms where they didn't have that. And I felt like I had to bring that to the light too.
Yeah, absolutely. You categorize the stories based on sort of themes of the birth, like CBAC or VBAC or birth trauma or NICU admissions, stuff like that. That's all discussed within the book. How did you decide what topic areas to cover, or was that kind of later on after you got the birth stories submitted to you?
It was kind of based on how much interest there was on each topic, because I had a bunch of different surveys for so many different scenarios, and like I had one for adoption, pregnancy loss, NICU, all of that stuff, and depending on how many people responded, that's how I decided on the chapters. So some of them had a lot of responses, and so that was enough for each chapter. And while others only had one or two responses, so in that case, I just put those in the first chapter with the labors of love, and that's just kind of a collective of the different stories that couldn't really fit into a specific category or could fit into like multiple categories. I mean, a lot of the stories, even if it's in, let's say, the VBAC chapter, it could fit in with the breech chapter or, you know. So it was tricky trying to figure out which chapter to put things in. So I tried to piece it together kind of like a puzzle. And I just hoped it worked after that.
Absolutely. Well, I read the Amazon reviews and I read, you know, your little synopsis of what the book's all about and all of that. And before I actually read the book, and I saw that over 100 women actually submitted their birth stories and chose to share their stories for this book. And which, first of all, that's amazing that you had that many responses. I feel like even though Omaha's a big city, I still feel like it's a small town and you're not even in Omaha. So I feel like kudos to you for being able to have this wonderful influx of stories to pick from. What did that process look like, though? Like you said, you started with like surveys, but how long did that take to, you know, get the survey out and collect all the stories and go through everything and the whole process?
Oh, wow. I'm amazed by how this worked out. So I had the idea, and then I made these surveys, and I think I want to say that took a week just to decide, you know, try to gather how many different things to make surveys on. And I know I can't plan for every single scenario, so I did a birth story submission too, just in case I forgot something. And so I think that took about a week to plan all of that and get my questions lined up for those surveys. And once I submitted them, it blew up. I don't know how I got all of those women to submit their stories. I'm blown away still. But it also just goes to show that they wanted to share. And I think they felt like it was a safe place to share, especially since it was all anonymous. So in the surveys, they had specific questions. And what I did was I took their responses and I had an editor help me put their responses together to make a story. And some of them are just a couple sentences long while others are a couple pages. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that process looked like. And I kept getting a bunch of responses, and there kind of came a point where I just knew I had to have an end date. Otherwise, I could really work on this forever.
Yeah.
So I decided to just leave the surveys open for a month because, and that really, that pained me so much because I know that there are so many people that were willing to share, but it was going to be too much work after that point, I think. So from there, my editor and I worked on putting the stories together, and I hired an artist to work on the cover design and the formatting inside the book. And all of that took about 6 months from the idea to publishing.
Wow.
It was really quick.
That's incredible. What was it like, reading all of those stories? Was that difficult? Was it inspiring? How did that make you feel while you were sifting through all these different experiences that people are sharing with you?
It was a lot. Some of the stories were definitely difficult to read, especially over and over again, because I read this book like at least 100 times from front to end. But yeah, you can definitely feel the emotion from it. Some of these women were had traumatic experiences. Some of them were very empowering. I felt a mixture of emotions with all of it, but every single one of them is important, and I'm so glad they shared.
Yeah, absolutely. In the second part of the book, after you kind of put a cap on other people's stories, you get to tell us your birth story, both with your first and your second pregnancy. Have you talked much about your birth stories before, or was this kind of also a new process for you?
That's a good question. So, I was pretty open about my birth stories, but I also, when I was open about how I felt or, you know, my disappointment, I was also kind of shut down by a lot of people saying all that matters is a healthy baby. And it felt very lonely. And I realized, like, in people telling me that, I didn't want to talk about it anymore. Mm-hmm. So after my son was born, I just thought, I think this is really important to talk about because so many other women might feel the same way. And I think that's another reason why the surveys worked so well, because women are afraid to talk about how they really feel and they're afraid of being judged. And, you know, because mom shaming kind of runs rampant on the internet and just everywhere. But yeah, that's pretty much my thought. There.
It's funny you should bring that up because I have a little section bookmarked out of your book here that I found incredibly powerful, but also I think speaks directly to what Sam and I and the rest of our organization is trying to do with birth work. And I would love to read that section if you're okay with that. It just kind of, I had to bookmark it because it really kind of hit me, and it's it speaks to that, I think, a little bit. So if you would humor me for a second. It's in the chapter where you talk about becoming a doula and a lot of the reasons behind that. And it says here that you were speaking to a doula about your experience, and she said, "A breech baby isn't a reason for a C-section, you know. You just didn't try hard enough to avoid it." A doula said that to you?
Yeah.
That like gives me goosebumps because I just can't, somebody who's supposed to provide you with unconditional support and
validation.
Yes. And she failed you in that moment. And you go on to say, so many other people said, at least you can schedule the next one. Or at least you don't have to experience labor. At least, it drove me crazy. Whenever I experienced, or excuse me, whenever I expressed my feelings of grief over my experience,
there was always someone who came back with, other people have it worse, or at least you can get pregnant and just be grateful. And I think personally, Kinsey, that I have run into that as well, more times than I can even count. And it's the cumulative trauma of hearing that over and over again that's sometimes almost harder to handle than the birth trauma itself. Mm-hmm. You're continually being, shamed, like you said, shamed for the genuine feelings that you're having. And I'm so glad that you wrote your difficulties with that in this book, because even more so than hearing the stories and the different circumstances that babies are born in, understanding that this still happens in our country, and this still happens probably all around the world, where people think to themselves, all that's important is a happy baby. Can you talk a little bit about what this negative feedback, you know, kind of how you address it, and what you want to say to any moms who are out there and are hearing this day to day, and what we can do to help them?
I would want to tell anybody that there who is going through this and struggling with their experience that they do matter. And because mothers need to be okay in order to mother their children. I mean, it just makes sense. Your mental health matters. Your physical health matters. It all matters. And yes, your baby matters too. It all matters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I just want people to know that they aren't alone, and there is a community out there for them. And I'm sorry if it's hard for them to find. I hate that. I hate that women are told this every day still.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Do you think this has, impacted your doula work? So you practice as a doula as well. How has, your experience impacted your doula work, as well as did hearing these stories from all these families impact your work in any way?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the biggest lesson I've learned is there's always something to learn. Sometimes as a doula or a birth worker, we think we know it all about birth, and that's just not true. I mean, birth is a mystery, and everybody we work with is going through their own thing and walks of life. And I'm not sure how to word this, but sometimes a birth can look like it's like gone smoothly and it's just gone by the book, and the mother is just reeling from trauma. And mm-hmm. It's taught me to just, hold more space for people, despite what it looks like on the outside. Mm-hmm. Because you never know what someone's really feeling.
Absolutely. You speak just a tiny bit also in your book about how your doula work has helped to kind of heal your own trauma. I believe, and don't quote me, but I believe you say something along the lines of, if I couldn't have the birth that I wanted for myself, at least I'm able to help experience that with other people. Can you talk a little bit about that and what that has meant to your own personal healing?
From my perspective, having two breech babies and mandatory C-sections for them, I felt robbed of that natural birth that I wanted so badly. And being able to be a part of other people's experiences is just so healing, to be able to witness that and, like, not only witness it, but to be there to support and be a part of that experience in that way. And it's just a really cool thing to be a part of.
Yeah. I think that it's kind of, we all in this room right now have used our I don't know, birth work or our work in this maternal aspect as kind of a healing thing for us as well. I think that that rings true for me personally, I'm sure.
Definitely.
For you as well. But I just, again, want to say thank you so much. This, like I said, this book has given me a ton to think about. I think our experiences are, I did not have breech babies, but I did have cesarean after cesarean. And this book has given me a lot to think about, and it has really helped me as well. So thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for writing the book. Thank you for being a voice for women who need it, and parents who need it. So I'm going to close with asking, what's next? Where are you going to go from here?
That's a good question. Right now, I have just been working on blogging on my my page, the Huga Doula. That's on Facebook and Instagram, and that's spelled H-Y-G-G-E for anybody who's interested in that. but my most recent thing right now is diving more into the trauma that I experienced with having breech babies, because nobody seems to talk about that. I mean, it from the outside, it looks like these moms either leave the hospital system entirely to have their babies naturally, or they have a C-section in the hospital, and that's it. And nobody talks about how traumatic it can be leading up to that delivery, no matter which way. So I'm working on a blog series for that right now. But after that, I'm not really sure. I might keep writing. There might be a book in the future. Who knows?
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you again for joining us tonight. We will definitely have your blog website and your Facebook pages and everything in our show notes so that people can go ahead and head over there. We'll also put a link to your book in Amazon if anybody's interested in checking that out. Is there anything else before we close up today that you'd want to mention?
Thank you very much. If you enjoyed the book, I would really appreciate a review on Amazon. That helps the algorithm boost it to the top of the page and for other people to find it easier. If you found it helpful, it might help somebody else. So, but thank you so much for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it, and I've enjoyed talking with you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kinsey.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Baby Weight Podcast, and thank you again to Kinsey for joining us. If you'd like to learn more about Kinsey and her book, Variations of Normal, and where to purchase it, check out the show notes. If you'd like to learn more about Omaha Better Birth Project and how you can support our cause, visit us online at omahabetterbirth.org. Don't forget to subscribe.